When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
And indeed, it is just about that time for boy music. It is 11:36 on a Thursday morning here with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, as we continue. We are in Fort Worth in the Stockyards at Club 81 here at Billy Bob's, helping to kickstart the Cumulus Cares food drive. And, of course, we are asking that you bring potted meats. You can bring tuna, it's chicken, Spam, sausages, any meat that you get in a can. Bring those up here to us. Helps with Billy Bob's Texas and Kroger as we kickstart this drive. And it will all benefit the Tarrant Area Food Bank. Anybody who brings five or more items, we've got a pair of tickets. And when I say a pair of tickets, it's to all sorts of things. Concerts, sporting events, all sorts of different things. If you bring five or more, and you can just kind of drive through the little drive-through they have set up and hand them out the window. Or if you'd like, you can park for free at Cooper's Barbecue across the street. You can walk in, see the show, say hello, whatever works for you. We'd love to have you help us benefit the Tarrant Area Food Bank. But Donnie, as we heard, it is boy music time.
Yes, it is. And now it is a special pleasure to be joined by a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. This past weekend in L.A., it was the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. Their induction ceremony took place. And on our phone lines right now, Bob Steak and Chop House. On
The Diamond Factory
ticket hotline, we are joined awesome. By DJ Spinderella. Spin, do you read me?
I do. Hello. Hello, guys.
Good afternoon. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I'm floating right now.
No, I bet. First off, I want to say congratulations.
Yes.
When I first heard the news, I said, well-deserved, and I knew how awesome it would be. Never would I have thought back when hip-hop was first starting that they would even be recognized in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And to see you guys on stage performing and being inducted is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it really is. It's been a long time. We've been doing this, and to get acknowledged in this way, it's like top of the line.
Right, right. So was this ceremony everything that you expected when you first get the news? I don't know if I know when LL got inducted, I watched that, and that was really cool. But just kind of take us through your mindset as the evening is going on and you guys are getting closer to being inducted. How were the nerves? How did everything go for you that evening?
Well, I mean, it's like a dream come true, first of all. So you pace yourself. It feels like a wedding day. It feels like, you know, that feeling you get when you're getting married, and you have to kind of savor every moment. But then all the, like, everything happens and all this stuff, you know, just comes up, obstacles and, you know, to throw you off your guard. But it was, at the end of the day, it was just beautiful. Everything went beautiful. I prayed about it, of course, ahead of it. But my nerves was, you know, exactly where anybody else's would be. But it was just beautiful.
Is that something where you kind of work on what you want to say and work on how you want that to go? And then the presentation when they're bringing you in that you put a lot of time into?
I prepared ahead. I felt like you have to be prepared because emotions and all that are going on within you. But for the most part, I really this was like the day that one could dream of in the industry. Like any artist that has been, you know, passionate or, you know, about their art really dreams of this day. Any musician. So to, you know, for me, I literally just prepared for it.
We are joined by DJ Spinderella, she of the group Salt and Peppa and Spinderella. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this past weekend out in L.A. Do you guys get to choose who will do your induction as far as introducing you guys? I saw Missy did it, and it seems so perfect for her to introduce you guys. You guys got to choose her?
Yeah, well, there was the questions of who would do the tribute, who would perform if we weren't going to perform. And, you know, Missy was top of the list for us because she's a good friend of ours. And she always, you know, told us that we're her inspiration. So for someone of her magnitude, who also is a rock and roll inductee, Hall of Fame inductee, she, you know, she said it was her honor to do it. So, yeah, it was that. And then also us performing, we had En Vogue perform with us because of our past, our hit we had with En Vogue. Yeah, we had a lot of support, but we kind of wound it down to Missy. Missy was like the best bet for us.
Did you guys perform? I didn't see the induction. So did you perform? And
yes,
and
we wound up.
You get to choose what you want to perform?
Yeah, so, you know, Salt-N-Pepa and Spinderella really haven't been on a stage together in a long time. So it was kind of, it was magical to see us together on the stage. But yes, we did perform, and you can catch it. I know it's streamed on Apple TV, Disney Plus, I should say, Disney Plus, and yeah. It's going to probably re-air again down the line. But, you know, check your local listings for that.
Yeah, scheduled to air January 1st on ABC. Some of the highlights. I don't know if it's going to be the entire ceremony. We're joined by DJ Spinderella, Salt-N-Pepa Spinderella, all inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this past weekend. And it's a pleasure to have her on our Boy Music segment. So now, when you're there, you know, have the other Hall of Fames will have like busts or jackets or whatever. Yeah. What did you get for getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
What do you mean, like in the swag bag?
Oh, is,
what do
yeah.
you mean?
What did you get, a swag bag? You know, usually you'll see inductions, they'll, you know, fit them with a jacket, or they'll have some other thing that, that you know, you can go and see everything that's going to stand forever.
You know, I really don't know what they did with the past inductees. For us, we, you know, we did get a jacket. It's a very, it's like, it's really cute. It has the rock and roll tag on it. I don't remember getting a ring or anything. We got the trophy, which is beautiful. I'm going to take pictures of it and put it on my pages or whatever. But yeah, and then the swag bag. I mean, let me tell you something about the swag bag. I don't know if you guys know, when you get these kind of honors, the bags are worth thousands of dollars, and the stuff that they put in it. So yeah, we got a jacket.
That's awesome. Pretty cool. Yes. That is awesome.
Gotta wear that to a party you go to.
Yeah, like, yeah. My Hall of Fame jacket. Look at me.
I didn't get a ring, though.
So it's not like a wedding. You didn't get a ring at this ceremony.
not this time, but, you know, it's just the actual honor itself. I've been DJing for 40 years, and I'm celebrating 40 years next year, and this art form itself is has grown. It's like global, especially for women. So, you know, I kind of stand and on behalf of the women and the female DJs, the DJ itself, but particularly my heart is into the women, you know, and now you see more women because of what I've done, you know, the path I've laid.
And Spin, we know, like, right when hip hop started, the DJ was almost as important as the act itself. You had a lot of groups that had the DJ listed first and then the rapper listed second. So now that that's not the case. But man, you put that footprint on DJ, not just for the women, but for everyone around when hip hop was going strong when it first came out. And to have this honor like that, it has to be just truly, truly special.
Yeah, started young, started early, didn't realize what we were doing.
Right.
You know, just it was just a passion of ours. And then we started to speak on you know, in our music. You know, everybody knows the hits, Push It and Let's Talk About Sex and What a Man and Shoop. But it was really about us. We were like the girls next door. You know, a lot of people have memories of our music, and they can identify with us for some reason. But we were having fun, and suddenly we started putting messages in our music, and, you know, just kind of started helping with the movement, you know, bringing the movement forward, especially for women. And people adhered to that, and our music is classic. It's like forever, and that's what you want as an artist. So we're really blessed.
So at the ceremony, when you're there, because, of course, you go in as a class and you've got the other artists, was there another artist that you were intrigued by or that you were looking forward to meeting or seeing perform?
Well, first of all, Cyndi Lauper, we're huge fans of hers. She asked us to come on her set with her. So we're actually, when you see the show, you'll see Salt-N-Pepa and Spinderella on her set as well. So, yes, Cyndi Lauper was iconic for me to see her, because we're big fans of hers. And of course, Outkast. You know, the show itself is just amazing. I can't wait to see it in whole. I didn't get to see it because of the, you know, I'm backstage and I'm, you know, preparing or whatever, but I'm excited about seeing everyone in the class. Yeah.
How long was the entire 25. Show? The entire ceremony?
The show was probably like 3 hours. Okay. Now, I don't know, like, when they air it, how they're going, you know, how they're going to edit it down, but that was about 3 hours, maybe even longer.
Well, Spin, we are so appreciative of our relationship with you and what you did when you came to DJ our birthday party that
yes,
we had.
That was fun. Incredible. And let me know when y'all want me to do it again.
That was great. Definitely a fun time. And again, I just wanted to have you on just to tell you congratulations and how cool it really is that you
Thank
guys
you,
were
Donovan.
Recognized and inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's awesome.
Yeah, babe,
actually,
yeah.
Kid reached out to me because I know he was at the ceremony also. He told
yes.
me to give you his best and just saw some of the pictures that he sent in the videos of you guys celebrated. So it's well earned and well deserved.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon.
Yes, and just give me a ring. Let me know. I'm right here. I'm right here by you guys. So
all right,
let me know when you need me.
All right, cool. Okay. That is DJ Spinderella, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, as she was inducted along with Salt and Pepper at the 2025 ceremony. It will be aired ABC January 1st, but I will bet you that you can go to Disney Plus right now and check out the whole thing. I didn't see the entire ceremony. I didn't realize that she was going to be on with Cindy Lauper.
That's
really
pretty cool.
Yeah,
curious to see that.
And to see the Salt and Pepper performance also.